And really nice to see all you guys again. How many of you have been to our exhibitions before? Most of you, yes? Okay, good. So I don't have to explain about the exhibitions or why we do the exhibitions or anything like that. But I am going to talk about why we're doing this exhibition. Because this exhibition has those mysterious and weird words, supramental transformation, that most people somehow or the other can't quite get a hold of, you know, can't quite figure out what is this supramental stuff and what is this transformation stuff and all that. So first I'm going to explain to you the meaning of those words and why they're used. So Sri Aurobindo and Mother, as I told you before when we talked about peace, they came here to help us. And they came here to bring all of this new and wonderful ability and capacity for human beings. Sri Aurobindo found that what his experiences were the same experiences as the ancient rishis who wrote the Vedas and the Upanishads. But they couldn't name it. They called it that. And throughout the history of this country and other countries, people want that unnameable thing, and they run away from their families, and here in this country they go into the Himalayas and they look for gurus, and they leave behind their lives and they sit in nothing in caves because they want that. And they say in the books that a taste of that will cause you to dance drunk in the streets with that which you cannot explain. So Sri Aurobindo and Mother saw that the experience of that was coming a lot more for more people and coming quickly. Now that means that what it is kind of the next step for humanity, for a large group. So because man at this point has gotten to the point where we have a good developed mind, Sri Aurobindo called that the super mind. But what he's talking about is the inexpressible that. So that's what super mind is. And so what is that? It's the consciousness of the whole creation. It's the consciousness of that which created us, that on which we rest, that which grows in us, all of that universality, all of the unmanifest, all of the manifest. And when you get older and you read Mother's experiences and Sri Aurobindo's experiences, you find that it is that which the rishis have been talking about for centuries and which actually we can have. So, what is the supermind? It's the everything, all consciousness. It gives us a tremendous capacity. It gives us extraordinary abilities. So then, okay, we know what supermind is. What is transformation? Well, Sri Aurobindo and Mother found that when you really can receive that inexpressible, incredible thing, that it changes you. And that in order to express it all, in order to take full advantage of all that's coming to us, our bodies will change so that we have much greater abilities and capacities. And they called that transforming the body, changing the body. So these mysterious words, supramental, transformation, turn out to be the consciousness of the universe that makes our growth, that changes us so we can have more of it. So this exhibition, it's kind of a historic exhibition because Mother was working on that. Mother and Sri Aurobindo were trying to change. They were trying to receive as much as possible of that and to have it in their bodies, and to be able to be plastic enough to go forward with the changing. And we see from Mother and Sri Aurobindo pretty good examples. Both of them were like really good at everything they did. Sri Aurobindo was an incredible writer, an incredible poet. And we hear wonderful stories about the miracles that he performed. And Mother also, she had so much love and so much beauty and so much ability that nobody could leave her alone. Everybody wanted to touch Mother and be with Mother. Why? Because they were open to receive this higher consciousness. And what is the higher consciousness? What is the consciousness that makes our universe? It's love. Incredible, supreme love. And that love brings us what we need, helps us to grow, and gives us more. And so what we know now is we're in a time in the earth where things are suddenly moving fast. And we see that all around us. The world is moving very fast. Inventions are inventing very fast. The computer has come. All kinds of new things have come. iPods, iPads, radio things, television things. Man is progressing in so many ways. But not only is man progressing in so many ways, man is getting a kind of strict message that you've got to progress faster. Things like the fact that man has been spoiling the earth. We have Earth Day here to raise the consciousness of people. Things like the fact that man is running after the wrong things and creating his own problems. All over the world now, we have new kinds of yoga practice groups. We have people running to Oroville. You must have seen the thousands of people that are pouring into Oroville because there's a touch of that is touching everybody, and everybody is seeking. And we find now that we live on a planet full of spiritual seekers at some level or another. Maybe just a little bit of seeking. But there are people who are fully ready. And they come here, they read Mother and Sri Aurobindo's books, and they try to do what they can do. So we have on the walls kind of the highlights of Mother's experiences along the way in her own body. So after we're done in this room, you guys can just go out, and I don't suggest you try to like start here and read everything. There isn't enough time, and it takes lots of concentration. But go to something that you're drawn to and read it knowing that Mother is talking about something that has happened to her as she's being changed, because her great aspiration is to have as much of that supramental consciousness, as much of that inside her as possible, so she can change more and do more and help people more. The beginning of the exhibition has kind of explanations. We've taken from many of Sri Aurobindo's writings, little things here or there, that kind of tell a story of what we're talking about that I've pretty well explained. That man is ready to change, that there is a change, and a little bit about what the change is. And then from there, we just go on to Mother talking about these things that are happening to her. And along with these things, we have Mother's photograph as close as possible to the date of the thing she's talking about. So you can kind of see also in Mother's face something that we get beyond the mind, beyond thinking about, beyond analyzing, but the atmosphere. But we have today, in this exhibition, something really special, because we have a recording of Mother talking about one of her experiences. And I'm going to play it for you guys. It's Mother, of course, was teaching in French, but I've translated it into English bit by bit. So you have first my translation, then you have Mother speaking, so you can understand what she's talking about, and then you can just hear the vibration. And we put it in a little booklet. It's in English and French. I'm going to give it to your teachers. And if you guys in the class decide you want to study it, they can make copies for everyone. But we're not giving you guys copies. We'll let you decide with your teachers what you want to do. But you can hear this. And you don't have to sit and listen to the whole thing. This is not, you're not forced to. But when I'm finished talking, I'll turn it on and you can stay as long as you want in the room. And then after, you can walk around. So let me tell you the most incredible story that is on that CD. In 1958, in February of 1958, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, sitting in her room, Mother's consciousness goes to an intermediate zone, a middle space between our physical world, as it is, with all our limitations, and this incredible world of supramental consciousness. And she sees for the first time the link that's linking up this our world and this supramental beyond the mind world. And she sees that this is a place where a bridge is being built that links the one world with the other world. Now, because we are being prepared for this, all of us, because Mother came to do this, Mother's consciousness understands what's going on, and she describes it. She says she's on a huge ship, a huge boat that has come from our world and that is now reaching the shore of the supramental world. And she describes what the boat is like. And she says, on the boat are people who have been receiving training, which means they've been doing the yoga, they have been aspiring, they have been longing for that, they have tried in themselves to grow as much as they can, and she's been helping them. And on that boat, these people are receiving this training, and some of them are ready to leave the boat. And we get this picture that she explains, and I should tell you that that was published in 1958, that's more than 50 years ago. And everyone I have talked to who has read this thing has had a mental picture of it and has also never forgotten it. That tells us how real it is, how true it is, and how close to us this subtle experience is that Mother had. So she is standing high on the boat at the head of the gangplank, the boards that had been set down for people to go onto the shore, and she's calling the groups one by one so they can go down. And she says that she herself has prepared all these groups. And she sends them down, and at the foot of the gangplank on the shore, she describes two beings that have been posted there to review, to pass in review everyone who's coming down to go onto the supramental world. And she says that these beings have never been men, and they are not supramental beings. They're from another plane of consciousness. We all have heard about the gods and other beings. And these beings have come there just to work. And she describes what they look like. She says they don't have human form, and these beings have such a power of consciousness that they can change their shape whenever they want to. But now, they are the color of the Auroville flower. And if you remember the Auroville flower, it's the same color as the interior skin on the Matra Mandir. When they asked Mother, what color should we make the inside of the Matra Mandir? Mother said, the color of the Auroville flower. Because this has a supramental light. It's a supramental color. And she describes these beings very tall, very tall. And the bottom of them is more the Auroville color. And as you go up, they become transparent. And the color gets lighter and lighter. And they don't really have features. They're kind of like an outline. And she describes herself. And she says, I'm a kind of mixture of these beings that are sent from another world and the people on the boat and the people. And she says that she also is a darker color at the bottom, and as it rises, a lighter color. And inside her head, there's a light shining. And from that light come rays, it's like a sun. From that light come rays of light that show the action of Mother's will. Now, why is she talking about the physical so much? She's doing that because the first thing that happens with the supramental is the most material of our being receives the most material of the supramental consciousness. What's being changed is our physical substance. And she says the people who are ready to go down are all made of this beautiful light and all clear and all transparent. And the people who are not ready have little patches on them, like earthly substance. And so they can't go down. They're sent back on the boat for further training. Now, how is Mother able to see her own body? Because she's in the middle of her experience and she's doing this work. Well, in the middle of her experience, the clock strikes 3. And she's called back into her body. Pum! She lands with a thud, with all her memory intact, because it happens so fast. And so what she does a practice that she taught the children, which is, if you want to remember your dreams, when you wake up, if you catch the tail end of a dream, a small memory, if you lie there very quietly, you can catch a hold of the tail, and without moving, gently pull. And pretty soon one dream will come, and then the next dream will come. And in this way, she says, you can see your whole activities of the night and all your dreams. So Mother does this. Sitting in her chair, she just very quietly waits until she can remember the whole thing. And then she tells her attendants about it, and they write it down. So again, we have the picture, like you saw the photographs that I brought, with all the kids sitting around Mother and the whole ashram standing around in the back. And Mother comes before the ashram with a piece of paper. And she reads this report and she tells everything that happened to her. Now, one thing you'll notice if you sit and listen long to the recording here is that Mother's not excited. If it happened to me, I would be so excited. I would come to you guys and say, listen, you guys, wow, I saw this and I saw for the first time the most material supramental penetrating the physical, and I saw the people on the boat and I knew who the people were. She doesn't do that at all. It's like she took a trip to somebody's house and visited them, and now she's giving a report. She just reads their report straight out. It tells her how settled this is. It gives us a kind of teaching without teaching. We understand how real. One thing she says, which is very wonderful, she says she recognizes the people on the boat. But then she says, because she was called back suddenly and she couldn't remember all the faces, she's not going to tell anybody's names. And I can tell you that everyone who read that report thought, is it me? Is it me? Everybody wants to be on the supramental ship. So, do you guys have any questions that I can answer before I turn on the recording? Okay. I'm going to turn on the recording. You can sit as long as you like. I'll be outside in the exhibition to answer any questions.